Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Pitch Talk.
We are fans of football dropping vlogs, videos and podcasts on the beautiful game.
Check out our videos on YouTube and Instagram's IGTV,
including special feature segments,
5 minutes with the G,
the straight shooting view,
coaching with JBK. We produce, record and edit video content
and audio on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts,
Verbal, Podomatic,
Anchor,
Spotify
and other podcast platforms.
Join the Pitch Talk revolution on Twitter, Instagram,
Facebook,
and www.pitch-talk.com.
The pitch is where we eat.
The pitch is where we sleep.
And the pitch is where we talk. I can see you now.
The Straight Shooting View.
Hey everybody, what is up? Straight Shooting LJA here, and welcome to episode 150. Of the Straight Shooting View. It seems like only yesterday it was 2017 and the Straight Shooting View was kicking off. Seems like only yesterday when I was doing episode 100 of the Straight Shooting View, talking about the lost art of great football commentary. But you know what? It is one of them where this 150th episode will be about expectation. And the weight of expectation that seems to have jumped up with Arsenal this season. Now, they've definitely overachieved, and I've given them their props for that on previous Straight Shooting View episodes. But as much as you become successful and you start overachieving, then people start over-expecting. And it's that level of expectancy that I'll be speaking about for at least the first half of this episode of the Straight Shooting View. With the second half of the episode, I will be joined by two Arsenal supporters, and they just so happen to be two Pitch Talk co-hosts as well. That's Coach JBK and Nathan Arsenal. So, for the first half, it'll pretty much be me espousing my opinions on Arsenal's Europa League elimination and also their overachievement so far this season, being top still in the middle of March with Manchester City nipping at their heels. But it is one of those where, as said, it's going to be half me and half JBK and Nathan Arsenal as well. So episode 150 of the Straight Shooting View coming right up.
A lot of Arsenal fans, you notice, are now saying, oh, if Arsenal don't win the league, it's an awful season. They flopped, they failed. And it's like, what? That Arsenal were not expected by some to even make top four, let alone be top of the league in the middle of March. So the progress they made under Arteta, and as I said in the last episode of the Straight Shooting Review, I was a critic of Mikel Arteta, saying he was in over his head in that. And I've already given Arsenal their props about how well they've done. But you see how expectation almost becomes, like, stupidly high. And not even based on a full season either, because it's mid-March. The season's not even done yet. And that's the thing. I mean, look, everybody talking about Arsenal as if they haven't got a team with unlimited resources behind them chasing in Manchester City. That's who we, Liverpool, have had to compete with for the past 5 years. If City weren't, imagine how, look at how many league titles we would have won if City weren't around. When you put that into context and look at what City have done, look at the resources they have, that's called being a victim of your own success. And there were some people saying, oh, was the way good enough for the Europa League? And it's like, well, that, make your mind up. Like, are they failures if they don't win the league, or is going out of the Europa League a failure? It's like, and at the end, I look at like the Europa League elimination that Arsenal had on penalties. I was discussing with Nathan Arsenal that it's actually a blessing in disguise, because now you've got one competition to focus on, and that's the Premier League, and that is the holy grail that all of us want. That's the holy grail that all Liverpool supporters want. Man United, Man City, Arsenal, Chelsea. That's the holy grail. And then afterwards, you think about the Champions League. That's just the way it is. It really is. But the Europa League usually is just a means to an end. You want to win that so that you can get into the Champions League. That's why Sevilla felt hard done by winning the Champions League three times and not getting into the winning the Europa League three times and not getting into the Champions League. Because that was before they put that carrot in there. That extra sweetener, that incentive. So it is one of them where the level of expectation has just jumped up astronomically and people start to be unrealistic.
So you've just heard some of my views on the level of expectation rising for Arsenal this season because of how well they're doing so far, and also a bit about the Europa League elimination. So now I'm going to throw over to some WhatsApp conversations via voice notes held with myself, Coach JBK, and also Nathan Arsenal as well.
Well, this is it. I wouldn't have gone on hell for leather in this competition, given our league position. I would have actually rotated a lot more than we did. I've seen some Arsenal fans saying that, you know, they would have played a stronger team, but when you're top of the league and, you know, in the title race, that's got to be the priority, because we're going to be in the Champions League next season. So it's not ideal, but when you're big clubs want to win all the trophies, though, to be fair, do you know what I mean? But I just think in Arsenal's situation, they just had to pick the league, but it is what it is. We just have to deal with it now, and we've got a penalty shootout. Sport Lisbon are a good side, really, really good side. You can see they've been in the Champions League, but we haven't played well tonight, I don't think. We've only got better as we've brought players on, and as the extra time played out, we were the better side, but interesting. We'll see what happens on penalties. I mean, I'm not overly upset about going out, to be quite honest with you, because I just think now playing one game a week for the rest of the season, being top of the league, it gives us an advantage. City have still got the FA Cup and Champions League still to play, so they're going to be playing three times a week. So we've got advantage in that sense to just win our games. You know what I mean? I've just seen a comment from someone else saying, oh, but if Arsenal don't win the league now, it's been a flop of a season. And I thought to myself, what a f***ing idiot. Like, I'm not being funny. At the start of the season, if someone had said that Arsenal would be top of the league at this point, you would have laughed. We wasn't even tipped to get in the Champions League for next season. So for us, we basically guaranteed Champions League football. And it's just a case, anything else now is a bonus. So how can you now turn around and say, oh, it's a flop of a season if you don't win the league? We were never tipped to do so. And it goes back to the point you said yesterday, Liam, that fans have got very fickle and short-minded. Like, all of a sudden, we're not winning the league now, and it's a massive failure. Off. Idiots.
Yeah, I echo what both of you have said. Just conscious of some of the injuries that we've had in yesterday's game, where I saw a couple of players go off. Will Saliba, Tomiyasu. I know Tomiyasu's not a starter, but You still need backup as well, and strong enough backup on the bench. So that's what I'm concerned about, if I'm honest. Going out to Sporting, I'll take that because it's Sporting. If it was somebody like, I don't know, some awkward team that you don't even talk about, then you're like, all right, at least could have got to the quarterfinals. Like, come on, that's what I would have accepted. But yeah, I'm not too fussed about Sporting beating us. It was always going to be a tough game, and just looking at some of the injuries that went off yesterday, that's what I'm concerned about mostly. Getting to penalties, wow, that's something, that's new. And obviously, finally we go out, but at the same time, I'm just thinking, it's not the first time we've been in this situation where we've gone out of every cup. Just hopefully we've got enough just to go win the league. If not, then we'll see. But at the moment, yeah, let's just keep it the way it is, and hopefully we'll get to the end of the season with wins. Still got Newcastle to go. We've still got City to go, both away. So let's see how we do. I think we've still got Chelsea in that run as well. So yeah. Lots of football still to be played.
So yeah, as I said, man, the weight of expectation can be a massive burden. And I said, the Europa League elimination for Arsenal, blessing in disguise. It has to be, because now they've got one track, one mind, one goal, one prize to focus on. But what do you think? Has the weight of expectation for Arsenal fans, for some Arsenal fans, gotten unrealistic? Are some of them being unrealistic, saying if they don't win the league, it's a failure of a season? Has the weight of expectation gotten absurd because of how well and how much Arsenal have overachieved so far this season by being top of the league in mid-March? But you know what? I want to know what you think. www.pitch-talk.com is the website. Want to know your views? You can catch our podcast episodes there. www.pitch-talk.com or hyphen, if you like to say hyphen instead of a dash. But you know what? youtube.com/pitch-talk for all of our videos. At Pitch Talk on YouTube, at Pitch Talk on Twitter. Tweet with us, follow us, see what we are up to. We're also on Instagram at Pitch Talk as well. We're on TikTok. We're on Reddit at Pitch Talk. Facebook.com/pitch-talk. Become fan, become friend, become a member of the group. Join the footballing revolution we're working so hard to create. And, well, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Everywhere you pick up your podcast is where you can find ours as well. I have been Straight Shooting LJA, and until next time, see you later on the Straight Shooting View. Bye bye.
Join the Pitch Talk revolution.
Check out the official Pitch Talk website,
www.pitch-talk.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Pitch Talk.
We are fans of football, dropping vlogs, videos and podcasts on the beautiful game.
Check out our videos on YouTube and Instagram's IGTV,
including special feature segments,
5 minutes with the G,
the Straight Shooting View,
coaching with JBK. We produce, record and edit video content
and audio on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts,
Verbal, Podomatic,
Anchor,
Spotify
and other podcast platforms.
Join the Pitch Talk revolution on Twitter, Instagram,
Facebook,
and www.pitch-talk.com.
The pitch is where we eat.
The pitch is where we sleep.
And the pitch is where we talk. I can see you now.